Yo, what it do? It's the BB Radio, Benji Bay Culture. Once again, today, touching on a few things, music, sports, entertainment, you know, relatively up-to-date news. You know, not stuff from years ago that don't matter. And with this podcast, well, radio for the most part, I rationalize a lot of things on here, and I make it very clear on here. I don't wake up with my fist balled up at other people because they have a different skin color. It's 2024, and I don't stand for a color. Willing the front line for a color. So anybody who's been keeping up with my podcast, you know, this is how I get into the rappers, the videos, Dimension Change, all the ice. We even had the shows where they show you the 8-9 car garage pool in the back. You know, it's just glamorous. And this is how we get into, you know, the success breeds contempt thing. You know, I understand it's a lot of people that look up to rappers, and you know, they have every right to. But the problem is, it's not about one specific color. I could easily say, you know, shout out to the Hispanics in the rap game, OT, the Mexican OT. We got the sauce really holding his own. Like, I respect it. You know, you could tell certain artists build themselves from the ground up. And somebody always mad, but you realize this stuff is about the change in the jury. I've spoke about the hottest woman rapper from St. Louis that nobody has really came out of there that big since Nelly. And people are so stuck on these lyrics, but they not really mad at the lyrics. They mad at the change. They mad at the diamonds, the Patek, the gold grills, and the new car she did cashed out on. That's what they mad about. So that's why I say rap is a joke. You know, the hottest woman rapper from St. Louis, you mean to tell me it's not little girls in middle school, elementary, already not talking like her, already got the red lace front end, because it's the environment. So, you know, I get it, and I'm totally fine with it, because I ain't out here trying to be Superman. I ain't out here trying to rip my shirt apart and have an S on my chest to what, swing off some power lines and help the entire community through a podcast. Crazy, man. But I just point to a rap artist like that Mexican OT, you know, his Hispanic people, they feeling him. I'm sure it's a level of toxicness in his music. And he may spread a little bit of light on some things based off of trap and all this. But the Hispanic community dig it, because it ain't like he dissing deceased guys from within his community that look like him. You know, a lot of people in St. Louis dig the hottest woman rapper out of St. Louis, the hood hottest princess, because they probably feel a little bit better when they could listen to some music that is not dissing a guy that just passed away a year, year and a half ago, better yet, 10 years ago. So that's all I want to touch on that aspect, because somewhere in Chicago, a guy from Chicago that maybe he did like rap, and he like bumped Jay and Kanye. Maybe he was into rap artists and hip hop. But man, when you could wake up outside and hear the radios bumping, you can hear cars slamming and hear your best friend or childhood relative that you know all your life, and they talking about they smoking him on the song, and they put his name in the song, and you got to walk outside and hear that every day. It's like F rap, man. And people could leave my podcast because I rationalize the real out of this. You know, people crying and nagging all day about the new women's rappers millennium that has transcended above expectations. And I look at the male side of rap. We got a lot of questionable guys in the mix that I don't say names on here. But these guys can get money. Everybody knows, we don't even know why this person is even around, but they getting money. the girl or the guy from the suburbs who talking real gangster and tough, they making money. The guy that's sitting up whispering and screaming in people's ears, dissing the deceased guy from our city, that dude's just about to pack up and ride out tonight because the diss track came out. They can get money. So why can't the women from the trenches make money and they making club music? You know, so a rap, it's just too much blatant ignorance in this. And like I say, when we talk about rap and things getting better, like, you know, it is a rap, like, because as long as these kids in the urban community are not a priority to their own, as long as these kids are looking for a halfway decent influence, somebody lead them from their household, and those very same people don't consider it, and we use a rapper as a scapegoat, hey man, what can we do but throw our hands up? You know, because the destructiveness, I speak on hip-hop, and it just translates into reality a lot of the time. So as I say, we have a real life activist out here who is feeding women and children and doing good things in the community. He's a good guy in real life. And in our community, we have quote unquote OGs in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and want to take him out. You know, what more should I pour into speaking about the rap community when rap community consists of upholding laws, code, and ethics of ignorant street rules that destroy our people consistently for the past 30, 40, 45 years. And these people were back behind a mentally ill OG that thinks that he's frontlining for the best of the urban community by trying to take out an activist. Talking about that's real? Well, shit, I'm one of the fakest ones on here then. I know there's so many people that they can talk a hellified story when it comes down to trying to convince people I'm a real G and all that. They gonna talk till they blue in the face, but none of that stuff matters. None of that stuff matters at all, because when these people have to go in that courtroom, when these people have to see the pain and disparity on their mom and grandma's face, all that stuff is out the window. All that stuff is out the window. You know, it's like in every neighborhood in the urban community, it's a bunch of kids that they know the truth. It's a bunch of kids in the urban community in middle school, just getting to high school. Yeah, they like rappers, but they just like the music. Would you call them an idol worshiper? Or just somebody that loves rap music? You know, is it an influence slightly? Yeah. But majority of the influence comes from the house. So, I speak about the women in hip-hop recently, the Ice Spices, the Glorillas and the Reds, and shit. Most of the contempt is coming around fame, ultras, mega success, and diamonds and chains. Like, the only reason I'd be pressed about women rappers being in industry plant and being famous is because I think that I deserve it more than them. The only reason I'd be mad about Sexy Red and Glorilla is because I see the fancy chains, diamonds and jewelries and new rides and think that I deserve it, not them. So I'm gonna be all in the comments screaming and hollering how they ruined and destroyed the urban community, like they put elected officials, and it's like it's just a rap artist. And you know, you could be hella convinced. You could be hella convinced until you actually have met and spoke to the Sexy Red prototypes and the Glorillas and the Ice Spice prototypes. And you'll be surprised to find out that some are actually good mothers. have actually a decent head on their shoulders outside of their appearance. Like, are you a menace to society and you deemed a bad person and can't stand before a G.O.D. and right your wrongs because of a lace front and some lashes? Nah, this thing's bigger than that. You know, even for the track and field runners and the basketball players, Angel Reese and Shaquille Richardson, a lot of people deem them as role models. Like, and you know, it's not really my thing to put so much pressure on people. You know, they supposed to be a perfect person in society when just 10, 11, 12 years ago, I mean, who was calling Shaquille Richardson and Angel Reese a role model then? You know, the conversation was, you trying to make it? You think you gonna make it to the league? Shit, you ain't got a chance, man. You might as well quit. You know, that's the conversation a lot. You know, you trying to rap? Yeah, please, nigga. You know, people laughing and joking because you think you can make it in rap? Like, nobody makes it, but a few years down the line, guess what? It happens to happen. Now everybody is saying you supposed to be cyber dad or cyber mom when they the actual dad and mom. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. I speak majority on hip-hop being a competitive sport, no different than track and field or NBA, NFL. So recently with the J. Cole and Kendrick beef in hip-hop, it was great. It was great for both sides to generate. Just the fact alone, J. Cole being actually cool with Kendrick, even responding, took some real guts. Like, even publicly apologizing to Kendrick, that took even more. And I have a great deal of respect for J. Cole outside of his rap character. Thanks for itself. And I other people that just want him to kind of crash out and put himself in a position to where it oversteps hip-hop beef and it comes into rap. And, you know, he has to see Kendrick in real life and it has to be some real friction involved. And they've been cool before they really both blew up. So I like it. Kendrick still could respond back to J. Cole even though he apologized. He made it clear that, you know, shit, on some hip-hop shit, we trying to see what it is, see what it's, yeah. So I salute both sides. You know, it's just my opinion. So you know, I see Ye and all this, I see Drake and all that, you know, but I've referenced on earlier podcasts the top three hip-hop artists that could change the rap game for the good, and it's coming around in full circle. And I'm not really fixated on picking a side because Cash Money reunion. I'm just here from the entertainment side, and I just commend guys really having a good time with their craft and what they doing. So even with this little podcast radio stuff, sometimes I just come on here to have a good time. But like I say, it's a lot of contempt from a lot of people on these platforms stepping with their feelings based around someone else's success, and they disregard the hard work and the years they put in. You know, that's unfair treatment. You know, that's unfair treatment. So, man, shout out to all the artists out there keeping that hip-hop spirit alive, and even rap artists that just happens to be in a rap game. They just an exception to it. You know, they keep doing their thing out here as well, because certain people, they just have the accents. They had the videos, and they really from the neighborhood, and they speak in a certain way, and they had the neighborhood in the background, and it's like, okay, you repping Detroit, really expressing yourself, and you ain't just speaking for yourself, you speaking for the neighborhood, you speaking for those guys that can't speak for themselves. You know, you got real rap artists that genuinely looking out for people in their neighborhood and really beloved out here, and will shake somebody's hand and look them in the eyes. Like, as a community, we are connected to some extent. You know, as an urban community, it's tons of races, not just one color. And that's just the bigger picture. I just make it clear, I don't have no problem with hip-hop. I don't have no problem with rap artists. But the rap game is a joke. So I'm going to laugh at it sometime. I'm going to be hee 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 because everybody else is doing it. Everybody else in the world is doing it. But it seems that some people, at least in the urban community, are taking it so serious to where the same people that's being laughed at, we want them to be a cyber dad, a cyber mom. It's a lot of crying and complaining we could have about women rappers, but understanding what gender leads the community all across the globe, I mean, are women in the community gonna stop throwing up big B's and big C's when guys not? So, me speaking out on a woman rapper, that is 0% of any change at all, period. You know, I wouldn't even be downing rappers so much. Everybody could have a character on here, but when I see that your character is enticing actual lives being taken in the community, that's just the thing with me. I ain't saying that rappers, rap guys, gotta be a rap daddy and be a cyber daddy. I'm just simply saying, how can we call an activist out of Texas a sellout? You know, how can we call Kenneth Owens a sellout when these guys got a microphone in front of their face and the best thing that they can come up with is disrespect the dead guy from their own community and say his name knowing it's gonna entice more violence? So what are they? You know, guys on these platforms that's exclusively only interested in downing their own women and trashing their own women, showcasing it in front of the whole world. What are they? You know, it's a real eye-opener when you see it's their own people. You know, the same people that want you to stand behind a color, stand on the front line for a color. And that's why the women rap artists that I refer to, the analogy, the roads that go from concrete, plays into their story. You know, with these women rap artists, it's like, how many of them have taken a life of an innocent civilian and was spread out and known? Like, how many of them are dissing the name of a deceased person within a neighborhood and city and now it's charged up outside? You know, even the Cardi B's, it's like, I understand certain artists may have a past, but if it's a Cardi B's innocent civilian victim, that life has been taken by her, you know, bring it to my attention. You know, because I say all the time, I don't have to be on here, you know. And I could just promote these women and say, you know, that booty juice joint just came out. Gucci between my legs, I do this. And that new joint booty juice go hard, man. Go get that drop. You know what I mean? But that's just the understanding from my perspective. Because I understand people coming together based off of a color. But when you see in real life, if you the rose that grew from concrete and you're deemed a king or a queen, it be people that share the same color you, they want you to dethroned. They want you demoted. Yeah, you ain't never really hurt nobody. You ain't really uplifting and praising things that is hurting innocent civilians in our community. You know, that's the only reason why I spoke on Tukamon, because that's an innocent civilian being hurt over a son being dissing a rap track. And that is the case for a lot of women within the urban community. So I could support some of this Ice Spice and GloRilla. I could say, oh, well, you know, they dance too much. They talk about explicit things. They do this. They toxic. Oh, well, everything, the new mixtape, the shit fire. You know, I clap for it. You know, GloRilla came from humble beginnings, really from the trenches. And you see where somebody came from and, you know, and I spoke about, you know, Red, you know, Sexy and her story on earlier podcast, trauma she may have dealt with as a girl on the Lil Yachty podcast. And people totally threw that out the way and dismissed that. Like, And that's the biggest misconception with this whole color war thing and race beef thing. If you coming from the concrete, you know, you want to be the rose that grew from the concrete. You got to make it past the concrete. You got to make it past your own and look with the same color as you. You know, that's just the real influence that supersedes, because people from your own neighborhood or people from your own city, there's plenty of examples. Even certain rap artists could never go to certain parts of the city or neighborhood because certain people have deeply disrespected you and they have the same color. But, you know, that's all I am breaking down is a realist perspective, because everybody uses entertainment for different reasons. And I know some people on Twitter or whatever platform they on for informative information are entertainment. So, yeah, people are entertained how a community activist can be hilarious and, you know, simply play a character. But nevertheless, we only hold him accountable when he's simply just playing. He just playing a character. We hold him accountable for his character, but not the drill rappers. And that's why all this stuff ceases to ever be taken serious. You know, the activists decide to diss towards the same people that uphold and glorify the drill shit of saying deceased names and the Tuku Mom prototypes out there continuously crying and going through hell. But we don't ever point our attention to why drill rappers are continuously dissing people that's deceased from our own community. But, you know, let the big time activists dress up and laugh and joke about it and do the same thing to show a mirror in front of y'all. Oh, he's the bad guy, but not drill rappers. So, yeah, that's just my whole take on it. I don't have much else to say on it. I don't have much to say on it, but that was just my analogy. That's just my analogy because Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, I've been out there and, you know, they definitely played a factor in the music industry and don't really get their rep as much as they should from the role and all these underground artists and the swag and the surfing wave. So it's just like much love to Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas and all this stuff. But I only say that because, you know, people that are the rose that grew from concrete will always be influential and always captivate certain people that may come from the concrete as well. Because, you're usually not a weak customer if you can cut through that concrete slab. You know, if you can get through all this negativity when somebody found growth out of nothing but pieces and they environment look like a war zone. It's an abandoned city, a forgotten town. They'll have their fist balled up with all they might and persevere out of that. It's like the significance. And it's not just about one community. People in Brazil out here, they from the trenches. We got people from Mexico, Japan, people from all over the world, the Middle East, Africa, that's going through things but still keeping a smile, even if it may hurt, even if it may not look like it's going well today. Still remain composed and focused, and in due time things shall come into fruition for those who genuinely want it in their heart. And you know, that's just all I really had to say. You know, I put certain links on here that may be random, but it's just entertainment and people can enjoy themselves and smile and know that around the corner something could be there for you. Just don't stop where you at. You know, crawl even if you can't walk. You know, keep on making those baby steps, because you never know what it could build up to. And that's just all I had to say. Much love. Benji Bay, I'm out. Peace.